Hello and welcome to Our Waking Dream. I am your host, Coco Swanson. I'm really happy you're here. On this show, each week, I go over one basic astrology theme that's moving throughout all of our worlds. And I do it ideally in a way that lands. And so if things are landing, let me know. Give me reviews. Coco, this is working. This isn't working. Give me comments on YouTube if you're on YouTube so I can continue to shift how I'm teaching for you. This said, I bring a good 3 decades of full life immersion in the study, practice, teaching, and sharing of esoteric and wisdom traditions. And in the last decade, I've been in a full immersion of astrology, which creates an amazing map to point at areas that if we target the practical tools that are rooted in energy healing, rooted in esoteric traditions, wisdom traditions, contemplative practices, if we target them using astrology as a map, I've found there is huge change in people's lives, mine included. It's bizarre how accurate astrology can be as a tool. So to me, it's worth the time it's taken to learn it, because it fine-tunes my focus so that when I focus meditation or an earth-based ritual, I know that I'm getting the most out of it for my life. Welcome. So let's get started on this week. We're in the week of November 23rd, 2025. We have a grand water trine going on. We have a water trine here and there, like for a good long while right now. And what that means, we've got 3 water signs. We have Pisces, we have Scorpio, and we have Cancer. And there are planets in similar degrees in all 3 of those water signs. What that does in astrology is it makes a very powerful impact. The more geometry, specific lines that the planets make between themselves, the more it impacts us. I'm not the girl to answer why, because I don't get it. I don't actually understand why. I just know that it works. And so the embodiment of astrology has been one of the more larger level up tools for me in my work. Okay, this said, who are the players in the grand trine? We have Mercury backwards. Mercury's retrograde, looking like it's going backwards, which means review, revise, relook at, reperceive, because it's all about perception and communication. And it's going to be joining, so we have Mercury moving backwards now in Scorpio. It's now in a Scorpio, and it's conjunct. It's right next to Venus, well, in the next couple days. So we've got that going on, and that's at, you know, 25 degrees-ish of Scorpio. I'm just going to add the issues because I don't want to get caught in the weeds, because this is a grand. So we've got Mercury and Venus in Scorpio. That's one of the water signs. Then we have a retrograde Jupiter in Cancer, another one of the water signs. And we have Saturn retrograde, also Neptune, but we'll just focus on Saturn right now, in Pisces. Boom, backwards, retrograde. So what happens if we have four planets in a grand trine, like real tight grand trine? And then we also have 3 of them moving backwards. What happens? It means that right now is a time to feel the feels and to let the feels go, the feelings go, to wash through us. Why do I say that? Because the water signs are about the emotional realms. And they all are different aspects of the emotional spiritual realms, because Pisces is really about the spiritual collective consciousness realms. Whereas we have Cancer, which is emotional caring, how we care for ourselves and each other. And then we have Scorpio, which is the deep churning, deep wells of like the underbelly of the ocean, say. So what they all have in common is emotions and how we work within the emotional realms. I'm curious how you are emotionally right now. How are you in this season of change? There's a lot going on, a lot of shifts. How are you? In what areas? And this brings us into the practices. So here, before I jump into the practices, let me just go over a little bit more astrology in case we have folks that don't want to hear astrology but want to just hear the practices. So with Mercury moving retrograde, touching Venus, that's re-perceiving what we value, but really looking in Scorpio, is there resentment there? Scorpio and Cancer, really looking for where you have resentment of other people, of yourself, where you're carrying negative emotions, especially about others, because that's where we carry our shadow, is in how we project it externally. Our wounds are usually projected in externally, or you might be projecting them internally, where you have resentment and you're harboring icky emotion towards yourself. That is ready to be reconfigured. Jupiter, it's big. Jupiter exaggerates everything it touches. And when it's moving backwards or retrograde, it's a great time to look at the underbelly of Cancer. So how do you not feel nurtured? How do you not feel taken care of? In what ways are you not taking care of that which you value? In what ways are you building resentment versus emotional clarity in any of your relations? So that'd be what we'd be looking at. And Saturn, this is a fun one. This is a deep restructuring of old karmic patterns at the last degrees of the zodiac in Pisces. And so it carries a power punch. When we add Saturn and put it into a grand trine, it's like, whoo, it gets big. And when things get big energetically, we have the most power to create change in the physical realm. How's that landing? Does this all make sense? I'm feeling in for your nod. So the practices right now, this week, with a grand water trine between Mercury and Venus in Scorpio and Jupiter over in Cancer, and the exact trine that we've got with Saturn retrograde in Pisces, is first take note. So just of all the observational suggestions that I made, let's list them. One, what are you re-perceiving right now? Like where is your emotional baggage carried right now? Where's your resentment? Who don't you like right now? Who do you think is just, blech? Or in what ways are you resenting you? In what ways are you not cared for right now? In what ways, in what relationships, what feels out of balance in relation to care? Nurturing, loving. That's the Jupiter piece. And what are you noticing restructuring in your life right now in a way that will make more room for your soul to be here? That's a Saturn piece. And I suggest that these are built into your thoughts this week, especially. And journaling. If I could just be like a soapbox advocate for journaling, there's something so gorgeous when we write and rewrite. So this week, I'm just going to add a little tool right now, is if you write in your journals, this is like step 1.5 that I'm suggesting, because we observe these patterns. And then say you write, you have a page in your journal. I do this a lot. And I'm like, I am not taken care of in this way. I am not, I resent this person. And I write it all down, but then it's all in one space. And I actually rewrite over it. I am open to change. I am open to re-perceive. I am open to see this differently. Show me how to care and be cared for. Show me how to forgive. That's a big one in the emotional realms. Show me how to forgive, but continue to have boundaries. And I write, I rewrite over my resentment, over my frustrations, over all that. I rewrite what I want instead. And then the page ends up almost like black or blue, whatever ink color I'm using. And it's a clean slate, so to say, a rewriting, because we really are needing to rewrite narratives. That's a narrative. It's my perception of a situation that cause us to stay in karmic loops with each other, to stay in dissonance. We need to rewrite them in order to have all of us be heard, all of us be cared for, not just like you and me either. It's all of us, the collective. So first step, observe. And step 1.5, write down your observation, but rewrite right on top of it. Step 2, I suggest, is the loving art of surrender. I added the word art because you can surrender in whatever way feels most authentic and like beautiful and nourishing to you. And like any art or craft, it takes time to learn how to surrender, especially when we're within a culture that makes things and holds on to them. What does the act of surrender, of letting go, of forgiving feel like in your body? What does it do to your breath? Let's try this together. Place your hands on your heart if you can, if you're not driving. And imagine a resentment that you have to yourself or someone else. It can be little or big. And I invite the wind and the rain. Think of how much the earth has learned. She knows how to let go. I invite the wind and the rain, the stars and the moon, the soil, to help me learn to let go. Then offer your breath to that which you're wanting to let go and feel your breath move. Move into your body, into your breath. It's your release is moving into your breath. And this, my friend, this is a micro reset. So that is the second practice I suggest, is micro resets that allow for you to practice the art of surrender. If I practice something, say I practice it once every week, you know, there'll be a real different result than if I'm practicing something 30 times a day. And what if anytime I feel resentment, anytime I don't feel like I'm emotionally supported, I remember that it's an inside job too, and that I can soften and say, I'm learning to let go, and imagine the entire ecosystem, the whole galaxy supporting me in this. What if, I mean, just what if the galaxy is supporting us in learning to surrender, in learning to let go, in learning to forgive? What if? The third practice I suggest is a water ritual. And this one, you'll need a bowl. You'll need some water, the cleaner the better. You'll need some stones. You can find them outside on the ground if you'd like. My rule of thumb with stones, and I'll repeat this again and again, is when I get a resonant yes from a stone or a stick, like I'm like, hey, can I pick you up and utilize you in my altar today? Like, would you want to come into working relation in my altar? It's almost like I talk to it as if it's a person, because to me, everything's intelligent. I just have to shift gears in order to speak to anything. So I say, do you want to come into altar with me, to come into my sacred space? Once I get a resonant yes, I bring it in. So then the second step in this, you bring all your ingredients in and you sit somewhere special and activate sacred space, however you do. It's through intention though. So say you're more Christian leaning, you might use God language or Jesus come within here. Say you're more New Age, you might use oovy groovy, like you might use dear universal truth, or I invoke prime creator energy. You make this into something sacred through intention, and you sit with the stones and breathe out. I make those noises because some of the resentments, like some of the ouchies, are really guttural. Let them be. And blow them into the stones that then you place in the water. And then I suggest with this one, you either stir the water with your finger or a little spoon, and it's arrange and rearrange. I let go. I let go of all outdated emotions. Now I release. And again, you can, all of my tools should be able to switch hats between various spiritual traditions. I create them ideally in a way that you can change the languaging to fit you, your spiritual tradition, or you can adopt mine in any way. I have a plethora of language to adopt if you'd like. So in this grand water trine, it's a great time to be aware of what resentment, what guilt, what worry, what sadness, what fears, basically any lower emotion that doesn't feel good. It's a great time to honor them, honor the emotions, to feel the feels, to write about them, to release them through micro resets where you are aware, offer breath, I'm learning to surrender. And it's a great time to do all water rituals where you bring in through intention that which you want to release within you. And you bring it into the water through stones. You let it bathe. Bring it outside for a full renewal of emotions and how you care for yourself and how you care for the world. So that's your gift this week. I hope it lands well. Again, please always communicate with me. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for being a part of our community here at Our Waking Dream. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and share.
Cup and let it overflow, let it overflow with love.